The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, morning, everyone. The Thursday leading into a long weekend.
Oh, it's a good feeling, isn't it?
It certainly is. Mm. And for us after this, we're off for a couple of weeks.
Yes, we are taking a little bit of a break.
Which is, look, I think we both need it.
I think yours is the most exciting, though. You're going to Taiwan.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of travel.
Damn.
Which will be nice.
I'm so excited to hear about all your adventures, what you get up to, what you see.
Yeah, when we get back, we'll unpack it all.
For like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a few adventures along the way.
And this will be your daughter's first holiday?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure she's looking forward to it too. She's like, rope tripping.
All of that.
Yeah.
She probably has no idea, to be honest.
She might remember something. You don't know.
You never know.
Mm.
But that's okay. I'm not bothered by that.
That's fine.
She got heaps of time for remembering stuff.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But we take a bit of time off. And, you know, Easter's here as well, so a bit of family stuff too, which is good.
Bit of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had a thought last night.
What was that?
Because I was hanging out with my man. I was just, we were just talking about, you know, Easter chocolate, whatever, just briefly. And then I thought to myself, you know what would be fun on the weekend when he, like, comes over eventually? I should get, like, some Easter eggs and do, like, a little Easter egg hunt around the yard and, like, the house.
Nice.
Just, like, something nostalgic, you know, because, you know, you don't do things like that when you're an adult.
That's right. I think that's a good idea. You should definitely, a little Easter hunt around the yard.
That's cute, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get some eggs today.
Oh, nice. I like to hear that.
I might go to the reject shop to buy them, though.
It's your old haunting, hunting ground?
Haunting ground.
Ooh, that's where
spooky.
You haunt people. That's Halloween I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they do great Halloween stuff too. Sound like I'm an ambassador for the
I was going to say, do you have shares in the joint or what?
I should at this point. I reckon I love it so much.
I think you should. There we go. First investment opportunity. Little investment advice for you. Because you can always promote it on the show.
True, that's right.
You absolutely can't. It's against all broadcasting rules.
That's right, yeah.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, so last night, not in the mood to cook.
Oh.
So I'm just like, let's go grab a little sushi dinner. Train, so nice.
Okay, which one did you go to?
Katara this time.
Katara. Is that upstairs?
Yeah,
like
upstairs.
That fancy outdoor area?
No, it's indoor. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just nice, though. It's something about Sushi Train.
Yeah, right.
Of just, you know, when you're hungry and you see something, you just grab it and it's yours immediately.
I like that idea. Instantaneous food?
Yeah, it's so instantaneous. There's something, endearing about it.
Well, I guess that's how I feel about it. There's this sushi place over at Jesmond. The Eat Street or whatever it's called. If, like, I need to go and duck into Woolies to pick something up, I'll always walk past the sushi place. I think it's called Hiro Sushi or something.
Yeah.
It is really good. I like the salmon boxes.
Is it a train as well?
No, but it is instantaneous sushi.
Yeah.
And it's so good, so I totally get the appeal.
Yeah, it was a great little night. I very much enjoyed it.
Nice.
Live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Yeah, that's right. Bree is here for your First at 5. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you feeling?
Very good.
Oh, nearly long weekend time.
That's the way.
What are you going to do?
We're not doing too much. We've got a friend's birthday, actually, up at the Hunter Valley, so that'll be good.
Ooh.
Spend some Easter time with the fam, and that's about it. Just relax, really.
Are you Easter chocolate family? Like,
my
do you guys
word.
Love a lot of eggs? Yeah,
yeah,
bunnies?
Of course, 100%. I can't not be. Like, major sweet tooth partner hates chocolate. So
really?
Yeah.
So it all goes to you.
All goes to me.
Brilliant.
She'll get the chocolate given to her, but doesn't last long for her.
Yeah, go straight to the cupboard and then you eat it.
Of course.
Smart. Yeah. You've got all that worked out. And you said there's a birthday party. Is it?
Yeah.
Is like you're going out there for the night, a getaway?
It's pretty intense. So it's it's my partner's cousin, but it's her 50th. She's having a 4-day birthday party.
Oh, she's doing a bender.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I've never heard of that. But it's she's got a full itinerary. So it's out, we're staying over at, we're staying at one of the wineries there, and it's all very bougie and everything, but it's a full itinerary of like 4 days worth of stuff, and then on Sunday, Easter lunch, really, really cool stuff.
I'm so jealous. Yeah.
So are you there for the full four days?
I'm only staying for the one night. But,
you know, that's okay.
That's still so fun.
Yeah. It's gonna be really good. We get to do, on the Sunday, I think we're doing like the grape stomping. I've never done that before. And then
That's all the wine tasting,
and then it's like dinners and lunches, and it's just going to be really, really fun, though.
Oh, what a great
Hunter
event.
Hunter Valley wine, though. Yeah. It's some of the best in the world.
It really is.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun.
It'll be good.
I'm excited for you. I've got family visiting, which is great. Nice.
And I might prepare a secret Easter egg hunt for my partner because, you know, he deserves something fun.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm.
Imagine that. He wakes up on Easter morning. He's out there hunting through the garden. they're under the little tray that, you know, the plant water goes into.
With the frost still on the grass, he gets wet feet. Like, yeah, that'd be funny. No, put some clothes on.
So romantic, you two. Yeah. So cute.
Should we move into...
Yeah, let's do some news chat, hey?
Sorry, Bri.
That's all right.
Okay, yeah, speaking of the long weekend, of course, we've got double demerits, yeah?
Yeah, of course. So double demerits now in force. These are all the way up until midnight on Monday. So,
drive safe.
Yeah, make sure you're driving safe because police are going to be definitely out in force, and they're going to be targeting all those major offences. You know, your seatbelts, speeding, mobile phone, motorbike helmets, and all of that.
All of those
and
things.
And you know what? There is nothing wrong with, you know, tipping your hat or giving a wave and a smile to a police officer as well. I'm sure they would appreciate that over the long weekend.
Yeah. Essentially, they're working on their long weekend.
That's it.
Is what you got to remember.
They're keeping you safe.
That's it. Just briefly as well, a local sporting field promised some money within all the election chaos, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so we've got, of course, another election promise. So we're halfway through now, this election campaign.
Mm.
The coalition has promised to deliver a $2 million election commitment to Lyle Peacock Oval at Toronto. So this is the home of the Macquarie Scorpions and also the Toronto Stags. They're wanting improvements there, build some female amenities because they don't have any at the moment.
Beautiful. My dad used to coach there for the Stags. Really? So that's, it's a good venue. So, some funding will definitely be needed.
Yep. There we go.
Awesome.
Well, if they win, we'll see. It's a promise still, you know. And I have seen promises broken before in politics. Not saying that one will be, but, you know.
Fingers crossed. Use your own judgment.
New FM. The Novos.
This is quite the interesting story. Over in China, over the past week, there's been a lot of highly disastrous, as what they're terming it, winds, up to 93 miles per hour winds.
Now,
if you wanted to convert that miles per hour.
Was that one, maybe about 120 is my guess.
Well, I'm just going to do like a quick little Google. Here. Right. Multiply the value in.
They just told you. Just
anyway,
told
it doesn't matter. I'm so not going to do maths. It is Thursday and we're about to go to a long weekend. Anyway, so Beijing over in China is now been issued its first orange alert in a decade for these highly disastrous winds. So honestly, it's not looking great.
Big
for
city.
Them.
All right, so I've done the conversion. 144 kilometer an hour.
That's fast. Very, very big. Isn't
Imagine
it?
You're driving down the highway at 110.
Yeah.
It's faster than that still.
And like you know how you like your car shakes in heavy winds.
Well, it can,
Anyway, so because of these massive winds, Chinese authorities have now told people who are skinnier than most, or kids, or whatever.
You're very skinny.
Well,
overall,
I'm not, but I appreciate the compliment. I feel good when you say that.
You are. You're very fit.
We'll just say okay.
Okay.
We'll say okay. Fit.
Sure.
Anyway,
whatever is appropriate.
Just not trying to, you know, bamboozle the people.
Sure.
Authorities have been told people who weigh less than 50 kilograms, is it kilometers? 50 kilograms.
Yeah.
To stay indoors because they could be at risk of being blown away.
Blown away?
Could you imagine? Have you seen Mary Poppins? For those who know, you know. There's a scene in Mary Poppins near the start where they're looking for a nanny for Jane and Michael, the kids. And then Mary Poppins decides to apply for the job, but there's other nannies in the area that is lining up outside the doorstep along, like, the Coventry Lane or whatever. So she, like, builds up a big wind and, like, pushes away all these nannies because they've all, like, and then picks them up and then blows them away down the street. So it's like that.
Are you suggesting that the reason that these winds are so bad in Beijing is
Mary
that,
Poppins.
Is that some lady really wants a nanny job?
Quite possible. I wouldn't put it past him. You don't know what happens outside
I know the job market is very competitive.
That's
but
it
seems like an extreme course of action.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So the Elon Musk kids saga continues. Here's the latest chapter.
Right.
A window into the weird is what I like to call it.
So many children have been sired by him.
So many. So this is the latest claims. Conservative influencer Ashley St. Clair, who has got a son with Romulus.
Conservative? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Where's his brother Remus?
Well, good question.
Joke. Sorry.
No, it's fine. She claims she was presented with this proposition by his fixer, right?
His what? Fixer? What's a fixer?
A fixer is someone that goes around, like, doing your deeds for you. Like, going around, like...
Like an air tasker.
Sort of, yeah. Somebody that, you know, has connections and makes things happen for you.
So basically dating for him?
No, it's for, like, general jobs, admin sort of stuff.
Oh, literal. Okay, yeah. Sure.
So she was. This is the proposition she was presented with. $23 million up front.
What?
Then $100,000 a month until the child's 21 in exchange for her complete silence about his paternity. So, like, an NDA to keep her quiet.
I'd be taking that wholeheartedly. Thank you so much. Come again.
So, the claims are she didn't take that because she didn't want the child to be a secret. The fixer, Jared Birchall, then this reduced her monthly support to $40,000.
Oh!
And then to $20,000, this is correlating with her refusal to sign this NDA. So she's like, I don't want this kid to be a secret. You know, I want everyone to know. All right, they're like, okay, we're cutting your money. We're cutting your money again. It's also, honestly, it's also disgusting and vindictive, isn't it? And weird.
Very threatening, yeah. There's always a catch to it. But also, like... You know, she's going to end up with nothing. Do you reckon?
No, yeah. I don't know. I don't think she'll end up with nothing.
Well, hopefully not.
But what an oddball. The whole thing is so weird, isn't it?
It's very uncomfortable to understand what she's going through as well.
And what he's doing.
Yeah, like, what's that about?
This obsession with all these kids, which doesn't want anyone to know about them.
But he already has all these kids with all these different partners. Like, what's one more?
And why is he keeping it a secret? He is one of the strangest people on the planet.
He wants his life to be like a drama movie by the sound of
it. Well, he's succeeding at that if he wants that.
Yeah, right.
UFM. The Novos.
I like a little bit of livestock. Give me some cattle any day.
Well, you are a, as we've found out recently.
I'm a country girl at heart.
Yeah, you're a country girl at heart. Big horse fan.
Yes.
What else are we talking here?
I love me some chickens, some ducks. Don't like goats, though. Sheep I love, and I also love me a cow, which is what brings me to this amazing story about a big Irish cow named Big Bertha. Now, she wasn't just any cow. She was an Irish legend. She lived an incredible 48 years, this story tells us.
Whoa.
She holds the Guinness World Record for the oldest cow ever recorded, outliving the average cow by decades. But it wasn't just her age that had made her famous. She also gave birth to, wait for it, 39 calves during her 39? Lifetime.
39?
She's got 39 little babies.
See, I was under the impression...
One can go to milking, one can go to beef, one can go to this, yeah.
I was under the impression that it took like maybe 6-7 months for a calf to be able to be weaned off.
Well, probably. So it's like she's basically getting pregnant the whole time.
Every day, her whole life.
Every year. Every year she's having a baby. Yeah,
that's extraordinary.
Oh, well, you know.
Big Bertha. by name and by nature.
Yeah. Well, she gives a wide berth, doesn't she? But she was very beloved in her community over in Ireland. She was a regular at charity events and parades, helping to raise thousands as well for cancer research. So she's quite the true icon. But it's quite interesting, though, because she lived to be 48 years old, but she drank whiskey.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Irish love whiskey, but this just seems like satire at this point.
Well, she did, apparently. So, she had a taste for whiskey, which was often seen alongside farmers at the pub. So she's literally being brought to a bar and just drinking it up with the locals.
That's extraordinary. They say, so I've been reading a bit about cows here, how long they can live behind the scenes. A cow's natural lifespan can be up to 20 years. So there how long did she live?
She lived to be 48.
That's over double. Mm-hmm. Over double. We're talking about, say, a human that, you know, they live to like 80. We're talking about someone living to 170, 180.
It's fantastic.
That's extraordinary.
Isn't it? She was a big, beautiful gal, I have to say.
And 49 babies?
A farm legend.
Well, certainly.
She's an inspiration to humankind.
Live longer, you just got to drink more whiskey.
That's responsibly. Yesterday, I thought I would do something fun, so I brought in this kind of big tin that you can get from Woolworths. It's just like this tin of drinking chocolate. You know, you can find it in the coffee island thing.
Sure.
If you know, you know. But, like, I was just like, I want something different for my morning. So I don't drink too much coffee these days, but I do enjoy it. So I brought it into work, and I thought I'd make myself, like, a cheeky mocha.
Oof.
Right?
Nice. Yeah, living good.
And a mocha with a bit of extra chocolate powder.
God, it's like having
luxury.
Nigella Lawson working away in the kitchen.
Well, I put the jug on and I mix it all up and then put the milk in. And then to make it hotter, I put it in the microwave. Famously made by Nigella Lawson.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and I was showing you, Crevo, the tin that I bought. And you're like, oh, hey, that's a home brand.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, this is Select. Yeah, I thought, you know what, it's the cheapest on the shelf, which I'm always for. The cheaper the better, I always say. I'm a cheap person.
You are. Anyway, you are. The more I learn about you, the more I know.
I'm a cheaper. And it tastes so good, though. Like, it is quality. And I was telling you all about it, and I said, look, in my defense, there are so many great products out there that I would prefer as home brand compared to, like, the big brands, like Lindt and all that.
Sometimes there is a product where the factory is probably the same factory or even a better factory, and they're just pumping out a great product, and it's so cheap.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with home brand. I remember back in the day, many years ago now.
Yes.
You know, if you were like a really struggling family, or if you brought a home brand item to school or something, you were kind of frowned upon a little bit. It's like,
totally.
What are you doing with that?
Yeah.
And sometimes it was fair enough because back in the day they were less nice in flavor, a lot of the home brand things.
I think they've gotten a lot better.
Much better. They've stepped up their game.
It used to be just a bit cardboardy, all of it.
Yeah. But I like what I say with the drinking chocolate from Woolworths Select.
Top tier.
So good.
Okay. Good
now,
tip.
I thought we could go through and say and talk about some of our favorite home brand products.
Let's just do a few.
Yeah,
a few
okay.
Here.
So I'll start us off. So I'm a big Coles shopper.
Sure.
So Coles cup of soups. Yes, they're always cheap, but they are better. The Asian laksa cup of soups are incredible. Same with the mushroom. They're my favorite type of soups to have.
And Ari is a big soup person.
Super
like
noodle
soups
fan.
And noodles.
Yeah.
I've seen you eating them before.
Yes.
At least a few times.
Now, Aldi, this is a bit of left of center one. You know Colway, which is like the sauce
their
brand?
Home brand, yeah.
Well, I love their Colway mayonnaise. Now, that is the best mayonnaise you can get.
The best you can get.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Also, now, this one comes from my boyfriend, actually. This
okay.
is from Coles home brand. The crumbed chicken nuggets. They're so good. I've had them, and I can say they're better than Steggles.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than Steggles.
I love Steggles, but this is better.
Wow.
One more as well from Coles, actually. Sure. I've got the lollies written down here. So they're jelly snakes. They're very jelly. They're very tasty. And also, like, they're sour straps and they're sour mixed bag.
See, I've seen you eat a few lollies too over the journey. So I believe that.
Honestly, they're worth it. They're okay. So good.
Top money-saving tips with Ari. And you can trust her because I've seen her save money as well. She's very good at it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, chaos continues with the Minecraft movie.
Oh my goodness, yes.
The chicken jockey scene. If you haven't heard about this, basically it's a scene in the movie, and for some reason it's been chosen for kids to run amok.
It's kind of like a prank, but not really. Just they just see this scene and just go berserk.
They start throwing things at the screen.
Filthying up the cinema.
Yeah, well, a lot of it started off as like toilet paper or throw your popcorn or whatever. It's now gotten to another level. In Melbourne at Ringwood Cinema, they deployed fire extinguishers and has made such a mess that they shut it all down.
They're actually there for an emergency, you little... I'm not going to say the
word.
Less
than smart kids.
Yeah, I don't want to be cancelled for saying it anyway.
You can have fun and scream and yell and maybe throw your popcorn, but just leave it there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to be touching things like that.
A 16-year-old who's working at the cinema doesn't want to deal with all that.
Well, yeah, of any age worker.
Yeah.
But also, I did see some scenes, like some people were videoing this thing in Melbourne, and there were people getting on each other's shoulders and being ridiculous and screaming, and I don't understand.
It's just the filthing of the cinema. Maybe, the screaming and cheering, I don't care about that.
It seems harmless to me. This though, because it's like the trend of seeing this scene in this particular movie in the cinema. Do you reckon a lot of young people are going to see this movie just to do that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That is definitely what's going on.
Come off it.
Yeah, well, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
If you're going to go see it this long weekend, the screaming and yelling and whatever is fine.
Just wait till it comes out on the streaming service.
Yeah, don't make it too messy. Then you can mess up your own house.
Yeah,
that's a tip.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
In America at the moment, they have an egg crisis worse than ours. You know, occasionally here, you go into Aldi or Woolies or whatever, there's no eggs or there's very few choices of eggs.
Which is a shame because I love an egg on toast.
Sure. It's a bit of bird flu that we're battling.
Yeah,
in America, the crisis is a lot worse. Firstly that, and then all the eggs from anywhere else are all tariffed now. So eggs,
oh my God.
Eggs cost a fortune now in America. So much so, they have a big tradition there of the decorating of eggs. You know, they like blow out the yolk and the white, and then it's just the shell.
Yep.
And then they paint it. You know, I've done that activity as a kid, maybe.
It's just another craft activity for Easter.
Sure.
It's fun.
It's a huge tradition over there. They'll often spend a lot of time doing it, have them decorated all over the house, whatever.
Beautiful.
Which is lovely. Eggs are so expensive now, they have decided they can't do that anymore. So people have turned to decorating potatoes.
Eh?
Yep.
I get that it's kind of like an oval shape similar. Maybe a bit bigger than an egg, but like...
I feel like some of the symbolism's lost.
Hang on. Okay. Think about this.
Yeah.
Painting a potato. Are you peeling the potato first?
No. So they're getting unpeeled. They look like the washed potato, pre-washed potatoes.
Okay.
And they're getting like the paints out and painting them up. I mean, they're sort of oval, but they're not really.
What I'm picturing for some reason, because there's so many different potato versions, right? I'm picturing the big brown ones, like the Dutch creams and like the, you know.
How absurd.
You know? Like the really dirty ones.
It's sort of the same shape, but not really.
I don't think you can paint dirt.
Well, yep, that's a good tip and good life advice right there.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something has piqued my interest while scrolling through my social media yesterday, and of course it piqued my interest because there was this account called The Cocktail Story, and they're talking about adult Happy Meals over in India.
Oh, India.
India. Oh, India. It's beautiful culture.
One of my favourite parts of the world. Been
is
there
it?
A few times.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
I love the colour. The saris are amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, look, I've never had Maccas anywhere else in the world, and every McDonald's in every country has a different flair to it, right?
Yeah, they've got different, usually have, like, a few feature, you know, burgers or meals or something that reflect the culture. They're a very adaptable company.
Well, something a bit creative here. Someone has done, like, their own, I guess, draw-up or paintings of what adult Happy Meals look like they could be over in India, right?
All right. So this is their, like, a plan or a mock-up.
It looks like a mock-up to me.
Yeah.
Very good paintings. So adult Happy Meals, okay? This includes alcoholic beverages with certain planned meals. So, for example, the McWhiskey meal, McChicken burger, fries, and a mini old-fashioned. Now, you don't mind an old-fashioned.
I like an old-fashioned. That and a whiskey sour might be a couple of my favourite whiskey cocktails.
Would you have a chicken burger with that?
I would, actually. It sounds great.
Okay, yeah. It's a good pairing. You approve?
And there's a lot of whiskey in India. They
is
love
there?
It. They're big Chivas Regal drinkers.
So this would be, if it was to come to fruition, this would be one of the most ordered, do you reckon?
I think it
would
be very popular.
On the menu? Yeah. I like a McChicken. Now, this is a good little test for you, because you're quite the connoisseur of food and, you know, alcohol. And then you've got the Mick Mojito box.
That's a bit of fun.
So the Mikalu Tiki
Alu,
Burger?
Alu, maybe? I think that's potato in Hindi.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Tiki Burger, fries, and a spiked mojito. So,
ooh,
potato burger?
Imagine that, like a hash brown burger with a bit of curry flavour.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and how about this? The McNegroni Deluxe, McPuff, Nuggets, and a Bitter Negroni.
That sounds good too.
Ooh, yeah.
I think the potato one would be the winner for me. There's actually a dish in India which is sort of like burger buns on the outside.
Okay.
And then kind of a potato rosti type thing.
Ooh.
And then this spicy, like, green sort of curry sauce.
Okay.
That's a popular food there. I can't remember what it's called, but it's delicious.
Oh, look, if they brought this to Australia, if this is a thing over here,
it would go off.
I reckon you should do, like, a mimosa. A Mick Mimosa.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but what food would you have with it?
Maybe.
Or ham, cheese, butter, toasty.
There you go.
Done.
With the mimosa.
Drink.
Now you're talking. You're cooking with gas, if you will.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
All right, last game before your long weekend. This is Novo's Name 5, so let's send it out pretty good, I think.
Yeah, good way of putting it.
Yeah, okay, 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name 5 things relating to the category that we give you. Crevo, you did a wonderful example about breeds of horses. You smashed it.
Yep.
Hopefully, our listener here can smash it as well.
That's right. Up for grabs. We've got tickets to go and see the Knights versus the Sharks on Sunday.
Oh, Easter Sunday.
Plus in the draw for MJ the Musical just for coming on air.
Got to be starting something. Got to be starting something. I love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's great.
All right. In Nelson Bay, good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic.
Woof, you're vibing this morning, Liz. Are you looking forward to the long weekend?
Yeah, I am. Hopefully this rain clears up and we get some nice weather.
It's supposed to. It's supposed to be just today with the rain.
Thank
and
God.
Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is supposed to be nice.
Well, that'd be great.
Are you a resident of Nelson Bay? You live out there, yeah?
Yes, I am. I'm not a tourist.
So when it's a long weekend, do you like, nobody can leave the bay?
Yes.
That kind of thing?
I just know that you just can't even go to the local shops.
Yeah, right. You just got, because for you guys, every day is a holiday, but then on the holidays, you have to be homebodies, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's a payoff for living in
in paradise.
The beautiful place that we live in, but hey. Yeah.
That's the trade-off.
You'll win a bad.
Yeah, that's it. So true. All right. You know how the game works. 10 seconds on the clock. Ari will be your quiz master today. You got to name 5 things from the topic, okay?
Okay.
You got this. Take it away, Ari.
Okay, Liz, I need you to name 5 things that are sticky. Go.
Tape. Blue. goo, that's goop.
Sorry, Liz. You could have had. There's
honey?
So many honey, lollies, syrup. Oh my god, there's so many. And
yeah,
ice cream.
Sorry, Liz.
The
pressure.
It is the pressure.
Oh, it's not easy. I'll give you that.
Just for coming on the show, we're going to we'll put you in the draw for tickets to MJ the Musical, all right?
Okay, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so good luck with that and have a great long weekend. The weather's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. A bit of a break from Name 5 over the, I guess, break that we're taking, but it will be back when we're back in a couple of weeks.
That's right. New
FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, Ari, a very special day because we got to go out and try for the very first time and before anyone else.
Yep.
The Novos / Farrah and Sons Bakehouse kebab pie.
Yeah, now this kebab pie was a joint effort. So we came up with the idea based off inspiration from the UK.
Yeah, so that was the pie that won Best Pie in England.
And for 2025.
Yeah, and we thought, how come there's no kebab pies here? What a great combination of two of the most amazing foods out there.
And we looked at the recipe for that kebab pie in the UK and thought we could do it better.
That's right.
Or at least try to.
And boy, oh boy, did Farrah and Sons Bakehouse at Mayfield pull it off.
They delivered.
So they worked on it for like 3 weeks, refining the recipe. It includes slow-cooked lamb, which
with
was...
with the gravy of the lamb.
Which is just... It was stunning. We tried the first one just before 11, and that 11 o'clock's when the general public were allowed to have them.
Yes, we had to give the tick of approval, apparently, according to the
They
baker.
Had them all on hold, and people were coming in the morning, where's the kebab pie, what's going on? Like, hang tight till 11. Now, it came with two different dipping sauces, which is really cool. It was a hummus and a sweet chili.
They both were good. Like, in combination.
I preferred the hummus.
I think it tastes good with the sweet chili as well.
It did as well, but for me, the hummus added more kebab element to it, if that makes sense. Because I like my kebab with the hummus on it.
See, I don't have kebabs with hummus. There you go.
You know what? And this is one of the great things about the kebab pie. Mm. So adaptable.
You have any sauce with it.
You do whatever you like. It was amazing, though. The crust and stuff, they're just masters of it.
It's perfect pastry. But they always had a bit of chicken in there, so it was a bit of mixed. And then you had the onion and the tomato. It looked like a bit of, like, green stuff with, like, oregano.
Yeah, tabbouleh or something.
Well, there was no tabbouleh.
It wasn't tabbouleh, but it was the idea of tabbouleh. Yeah. The seasoning. Essence of tabbouleh. So it what a genius lovely. Thing.
So the thing was, I brought one. I said to Sally, who was generous enough to get involved with us to do this from the bakery, I said, look, I've got to bring one for my partner. He's been looking forward to this. Can confirm he had it last night and he said it was one of the best he's ever had.
Yeah, well, my wife had a bite. She turned up. She'd done a bit of shopping just randomly at the time. And she goes, oh, I've got to buy one as well. Went straight and bought one. So straight away, the numbers went down by two. It's very limited, though, from what I've heard. So if you're wanting to get one, this is your opportunity, as in today is your opportunity.
Yeah.
Go in and try one. Ask for the Novos kebab pie and do yourself a favour.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, also just eat any of the food that they make there because it's all amazing, right?
I really love their potato pies as well, just quietly.
Did you have one of those or you just were looking at it and eyeing it up?
Oh, I've already had one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and the jalapeno pies are really good too, just by the way. I'm just a big fan.
Because they're very creative on their special, like pie specials. It's what they're famous for.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to go in there, make sure you check it out before they sell out. Because once they're gone, that's it. They're fine. You know, there's only a very limited amount because it is a unique combination. And to be involved with such a great business doing such a fun thing.
Oh, we say thank you.
We certainly do. Go check them out. Farrah and Sons Bakehouse. They're just in the Aldi car park. That's the easiest way to find them in Mayfield there.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Okay, so over the weekend that we had a couple of days ago, I was with my partner all weekend. We were going to Sydney, this, that, and the other. But one thing that he did do throughout the entire trip was check up on the Masters Golf competition for 2025. He's obsessed.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and he'd be like telling me things and I'm like nodding my head going, I have no idea what anything means.
So was he watching live?
Yeah. Or- He had his phone out all the time. Like, we were in the stables, and he's sitting there watching, like, these guys just hit a ball. Anyway, so this guy won. His name's Rory McIlroy.
I know.
Great.
I'm well aware who
okay,
he is.
Okay, cool. That's all I'm going to say about that. But Will was all excited, and that's great.
I don't think he's ever won that before, or it's been a long time or something.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a massive deal for him, so congratulations. Will was following the adventure, the journey. And we were having a chat about, like, after everything folded up.
Yeah.
And then Will's like, oh, look at this prize money, babe. Like, millions and this, that, the other. And I'm like, oh, that'd be so great. This is, you know, awesome for him. I would love that too. And goes, so would I. And then I said, you know what? I support you and I support your move into the golfing world. I think you should start pursuing a career. And he's just like, absolutely. And then we both stared at each other and then he goes, I need a sponsor. And I thought, don't you worry, mate. I've got one for you. And he's like, who? I said, what about Crevo's on Clyde? And he goes, oh my God, Crevo's on Clyde. Do you reckon Crevo will sponsor me to be like a pro? Because I can't do it without a sponsor. And I'm just like, I'm sure if you ask him nicely. Because he supports your choices.
Well,
he loves you.
Look, here's what I'll say.
Yeah, go.
I think he needs to win something first.
Yeah, I think so too.
Has he won any competitions at all?
The competition for my heart. Does that count?
No, it absolutely does not.
I'll roll it out on the jokes. No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Step one, I'm guessing you're his... like WAG/manager is your position.
Absolutely his manager.
Yeah. So step one, go to him and find out what golfing competitions he's won so far. Because to get sponsored traditionally, it's not super easy.
No.
And that's because you got to win some stuff first.
You got to be good. He is good.
I need to see the Crevo's on Clyde name in front of the cameras or something to make it worth it, right?
Hey, I'll make the jacket for you.
That's not the issue. He needs to do some of the winning thing, all right?
I'll just get like a plain like white hat and then write with permanent marker on the front.
I think I might handle the merchandising if that's all right. No shade on what you've got planned there, but it sounds terrible.
Anyway, so that was the idea that we came up with.
It's a pretty good idea.
I need a sponsor. What about Crevo?
He needs some winnings, okay? I need to see some winning, and then we'll go from there, all right?
Done. I'll enter him in some competitions.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
And a little bit of prize money coming in first, okay? we'll look into that, all I'll say.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Read this article day before yesterday about the rise of mesophobia.
I think it's mesophonia.
Mesophonia?
Yeah.
Mesophonia?
Yeah.
Maybe I've pronounced it wrong or got it wrong. Essentially, it's the sound or the annoyance, people being annoyed by people chewing, the noise of people chewing. Like, some people are loud chewers.
Yep.
Very loud chewers. And some people find that very, like, grating or jarring.
It can be,
For me, never been bothered by it. I've never heard someone chewing and gone, oh, they're so loud.
Okay, but they are.
Yeah, but I know people that have. So I had a friend who was easily annoyed by it. Mm. Easily. So anyone would even chew even slightly loud, he'd be like, oh, they're such a loud chewer. He'd comment that after, like a meal or something.
So you know how loud you are when you eat?
Well, he didn't say it to them. He'd be a behind-their-back type of person.
Oh, a little snitchy.
Yeah, a snitch. And I'd say, well, I mean, I didn't really notice. It doesn't bother me, I guess.
Okay.
That sort of sound. But some people find it very, very frustrating or annoying.
Well, I don't really
pay
attention.
Where do you sit on it?
Yeah, well, I don't really care. Like, I've never noticed that before. But the thing is, I have a very loud chew. Like, for example, my mum will sometimes comment saying, are you right over there?
Really?
If I'm eating a packet of chips. Apparently, I have a hollow head. Dad's like, is there anything in your head? Because you're hollow. You're so bloody loud. I'm like,
it sounds like your parents. Your parents have mesophonia, maybe.
I think they might have a slight, yeah. But then again, I hate it when dad slips. But that's not the point.
No,
here.
That's not.
Yeah, so apparently I'm a loud chewer and it annoys my family.
There we go. Here's an anecdote. So this guy that was annoyed by loud chewers was somebody that I lived with for a period back in the day. He was like my housemate.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to dinner once. It was a loud chewer. He described them as eating like a horse.
Oh, that's mean to the horse. Like, well, horses aren't that bad.
Well, I didn't think so. And I didn't, that's crazy. I didn't even notice that they were that loud. And I thought, geez, it must be you living with this problem. Because people chew all the time. Eating's a very popular thing, I've heard.
Well, apparently. Yes. Even like, oh, hang on, though. There is nothing louder than eating pork crackle. I get it, but that's fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Here's what I wanted to do. 4967-4105. Do you have mesophonia? Are you annoyed by loud chewers? Mm. Or maybe it's your partner.
That, like, hates you eating.
Yeah,
like,
that's
loud,
right.
Yeah,
or you can dob them in as loud chewers.
Yep.
We're just doing loud chewer stories, basically. Does it annoy you, or are you the loud chewer? That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Here's another funny little one.
Yeah.
My grandmother, Vale, she had her jaw broken when she was younger and had a bit of wire in there.
Oh, the poor thing.
She was fine. It used to squeak when she chewed certain foods. The wire used to squeak.
So instead of a noise, it's a hip,
hip, hip, hip. She'd be chewing toast or something, mouth closed, and all we could hear was hip, hip, hip.
It's like eating a meal with a duckling.
It set off the dogs in the neighbourhood.
Yeah,
you know?
But it did.
4967-4105. In Madawi, Nina, what's your story?
Oh, hey, good morning, guys. Yeah,
morning.
This is quite a big thing. Working with couples, there was a woman that I was working with, and she had mesophonia, and I don't think she knew she did. But after marriage, her gums had come down to her focusing at every meal on him chewing his food and listening to it, and it would drive her so insane. She would fantasize how she could kill him.
Oh, my Lord. That feels very intense.
Sounds like a scene from Chicago.
Your phone line isn't brilliant, so we're just going to keep moving.
He had it coming. Dun, dun. He had it coming. And I said to him, you pop that gum one more time.
Oh, my God.
And I did. Oh, sorry.
How interesting.
Oh, I love it. Okay, let's go to Debbie. In Raymond Terrace, good morning. Are you annoyed by chewing noises?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell us
really
why.
Bad. Really bad. My husband, I can't be in the same room with him when he eats cereal.
What?
So do you send him out? Where do you send him?
Yeah, out there.
No, I'll leave the room.
Oh, you leave. Oh. You're just like, I got to go.
Debbie, you shouldn't have to leave the room. Kick the noisy people out.
It drives me nuts. There's so much about it. And I work in aged care, so I have to keep myself really busy around dinner time and stuff.
Mm.
And when people can't use cutlery, it's a whole thing. Chewing, with the spoon tapping on the bowl.
Mm.
All of that winds you up, yeah, by the sounds of it.
A lot of noises going on I didn't even consider, to be honest, when you're eating time.
Yeah, it's just white noise to me, but for some people it's very frustrating.
It does affect some, yeah.
All right, in Belmont, Joanne, what's your story?
I'm the one that has misophonia.
Okay.
It absolutely...
When oh, my God. Another bad phone line. It's less mesophonia and more where's your phonia at this point.
Where's your phonia? That's actually a very good joke.
Thank you.
Well done.
All right, let's do one more, shall
we? Yeah, wrapping it up. Pelor, Maine. Good morning, Danielle. Are you annoyed by chewing noises too?
Good morning. Yes, I cannot deal with it.
Okay.
So tell us who's doing it?
Yes.
I have so many stories. I'm the type of person that if I'm at a restaurant and I can hear somebody, I will actually just get up and go to the toilet. I might get up three times and go to the toilet throughout my dinner.
Oh, then your food's going cold.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. But growing up, I lived with a huffer and a puffer.
And it blew the house down?
Oh, my God. I just cannot deal with it. And now my husband, he's a loud chewer as well. And it's just...
Was that not
my biggest cringe?
Was that not your deal breaker? Mm. You know, was he
why'd you marry him?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You can look past those things because you can just say you need to eat with your mouth closed, please.
Oh, so Susan chewing with his mouth open?
Yeah, at times.
Open mouth chew is less than ideal.
I didn't realize I was living with a moo cow.
Yeah, exactly. God, it seems like it's a bigger problem than we thought.
Yeah, people are really affected.
I mean, really affected by what we just heard.
Jeez.
Intense, right?
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So, Ari, you know about the whole saga of the Blue Origin space trip that Katy Perry was on, all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theorists.
Oh, here we go.
I love this. They now believe it was faked. Here's what they're saying, and this is their big evidence, which is just hilarious.
Mm.
So, if there's footage that shows the, and this has been put on X, there's footage that shows the door being opened from the inside. This is after it's landed. And then it's, like, closed again. And then Jeff Bezos comes over and opens the door from the outside with a special tool.
Okay.
That was my exact response. They're saying, they were saying, this proves that door should only be able to be opened from the outside. This proves it was faked. That's ridiculous. As if the door wouldn't have a handle on the inside. What if something was wrong and they needed to get out before the people came over or whatever? Of course you can open it from the inside.
Think about it. Why would you want to fake this? It's done nothing.
That's exactly right. What an absurd thing to fake. Conspiracy theorists, they're such cookers. What a strange thing to believe is faked.
I feel like the only reason why people are talking about it still and it's got people's back up is because Katy Perry was on it. Like, why is she there?
Well, that's right. And the other, like, this is the other thing they're saying is pressurized doors don't open inwards. I'm sorry, you're just like a weird bloke behind a keyboard. You don't understand how the doors of a spaceship that you had nothing to do with the design of worked. I'm sorry, you just don't.
And why would you want that conspiracy running around your head anyway? Like, what does that achieve?
Oh, God, there's a lot more questions in and involved and around that.
Oh, look, I've seen plenty of photos and videos of this thing.
It's
real. I actually really like the suits. I think they're quite stylish. Like I said yesterday, Fantastic Four vibes.
Would you buy the suit if it came on sale at a reasonable price on Shein?
You know what? I would
like a copy, a Shein dupe.
Yeah, I would if it was for Halloween.
Oh, that's a bit of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you look good in it, hey.
I reckon you could look pretty sleek.
Yeah, and you've got, like, they've got all those cool patches on it and stuff.
And you can wear big boots.
Another great thing to do, accessorize it with.
Sign me up.
Space suits until now haven't looked good, I reckon.
They do at this moment.
They do now. They're making space cool is what they're doing, which, you know what, I'm about. The more people that get into it, the better.
Yeah.
This thing wasn't faked. Get off your whatever you're on is all I'm saying.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Hey, there's this new series that's coming out to Netflix today.
Exciting.
Which is great, perfect in time for the long weekend, so I'm going to be binging this.
Sure.
So it comes in as the form of what's called Ransom Canyon. So that's the working title of the series. It's based on books as well. So obviously, like, that's how we get a lot of our great TV shows nowadays. Sure. They're based off of other texts that's already been written, which is fantastic. So this new drama centers around three farming dynasties battling for dominance over the land. It looks so good. So you can go check out the trailer. It hands itself along with the caption, "Love, loss, and loyalty collide when three family dynasties fight for control of the land. Their lives and legacies are threatened by outside forces intent on destroying their way of life."
Once again, Ari, you are turning into a country girl.
I am. I'm already there.
You bought your boot. You bought one pair of boots and you borrow a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And you believe you are a proper ranch/farm girl.
Well, Will tried to get me to buy a $350 Cobra over the weekend. So, you know, he's the one who's also converting me.
Yeah, this is your boyfriend who is from the country, but is a little bit citified now.
Anyway,
a bit of a city boy.
Well, because I also love the show Yellowstone.
That's right. Another countryside show.
Well, some fans are saying that this is going to be way better than Yellowstone. I think it's a completely different vibe to Yellowstone.
Right.
This has more romance built into it, as I'm hearing.
That's so, like you, Ari.
I know!
You're the city girl that's fallen in love with the country boy, and you see him in his R.M. William jeans, and you go, oh.
I have some of that, and I did, and I still got it.
And now you've got this voice as well?
Yeah!
Is that how you talk to Will? Does he Sometimes. Think you have, you, that's your normal voice now?
No, he shakes his head whenever I do that. He's like, why?
Oh, God.
Like, I love my cowboy. And he's just like, I'm not a cowboy. I'm like, my head, you are, darling. You have horses.
You've been watching way too many of these ranch-based TV shows. One more is going to be all sorts of trouble, I reckon.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
That's right. A lot of people will be going away, but if you're staying in town, there's so much to do. Long weekend starts today, in my view.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So, a couple of things for tonight.
Yes.
Signal Box and Earp Distillery. Now, these Ooh. Are two powerhouses.
They're great businesses.
Yeah, they're teaming up at Signal Box to do a special evening tonight. Of food and paired spirits.
Oh,
how good does that sound?
Earp Distillery is one of my favourite products.
The food at Signal Box, great. Hey, Foghorn as well. They're a local brewery. They're doing a 10th birthday celebration dinner.
Oh, happy birthday, Foghorn.
Definitely. How about this as well? Cake Boys Reese Hignall as well will be there as well. I think he's doing something with the dessert is my guess.
Yeah, great.
Purely a guess. Friday, we've got some homegrown markets at Rollins Park at the Junction, 3 till 7. Oh. Which is great. Get your market on. Then for Saturday, the Billy Cart Derby at Gresford. This looks like so much fun.
Yes.
Bigger, badder, and better than ever.
Yep.
It's going to be a heap of fun. Everyone loves a Billy Cart Derby to watch, participate, whatever, right?
They're so competitive but quirky.
I know. The look of them is so funny. Yeah. I saw a picture of one that's like a barrel, an old school wine barrel turned into a Billy Cart.
Oh, brilliant.
Some more markets, of course, handmade in the Hunter markets at Bacolban from 9 a.m. The Newcastle Marathon on as well.
Okay.
And then Lasso. Don't forget Lasso, that cosmic cabaret. You can go and see some shows.
Yeah, I'm going to that next week, I think.
Oh, you'll love that. Yeah. We'll have to hear about it when we get back from break. Sunday, how about this? Something a bit different. Modus Merriweather have their annual Easter egg hunt.
Oh, brilliant. I didn't know they did this.
Yeah, if you're wanting a schooner and some Easter eggs, what a great place to do it.
Yes, please.
That sounds like a great combination. Starts 11:30 in the morning for the hunt. There's free face painting as well until 2.
I
want
to be a tiger.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can.
Yes.
Give us your best tiger roar.
Roar.
So much on for our long weekend. Get out there and enjoy it. Weather's supposed to be great, especially Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
And all of the info, of course, on our website and our Facebook page.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kids.
Well, Ari, not only is it the Easter long weekend, but it's also a very exciting Knights game.
Yet another one at Mac Jones Stadium. This is coming up on Sunday, 4:05 p.m. kickoff. The Knights take on the Sharks. This should be very good. They're nearly neck and neck on the ladder.
That's right. So it's going to be a great game. And one of the best parts of a Knights game is, of course, awarding the New FM Knights kid their special jersey or shirt to run out the ball on game day.
Yeah, with their heroes.
That's right, in front of the whole crowd. It's an electric atmosphere, and it's a money-can't-buy experience. So let's meet the parent of our Knights kid now. Well, let's see if they answer the phone anyway.
Hello, Ashley speaking.
Hi there, Ashley.
Hi.
It's Anovos from New FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very well. The reason we're calling is we believe that your son, Flynn, is wanting to be a New FM Knights kid.
He is.
Oh, well, guess what? Great news. It's going to be him.
Oh, my God. He's gonna love it.
He'll be running the ball out in front of the crowd. Everyone will be cheering just before the game starts. You know, it's got that electric energy in the air, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. He'll be stoked.
Oh, amazing. Does he have a favourite Knights player?
He does. He loves Fletcher Sharp. That's his number one player.
Great player. Good choice.
Certainly is. Well, congratulations. It's going to be a great game, no doubt. And Flynn will have a terrific time as our latest New FM Knights kid. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
And if you're wanting to be our next New FM Knights kid like Flynn, it's so easy. Just go to newfm.com.au and register your details there.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Vice President of the US, JD Vance. We're not talking about politics here. We're talking about an oopsie-doopsie that he's done the other day. So this Ohio State University football team won this national championship. Yeah, cool, whatever. They
college
had this
football there. So big.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. Same with basketball. So apparently they were celebrating after defeating the University of Notre Dame. Now, unfortunately, during the White House celebration for them, they had like this whole standing, you know, celebration,
whatever.
Congratulations,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently with Trump, J.D. Vance was obviously there standing next to him. Now, when J.D. Vance went to pick up the football-shaped trophy off the table, like next to the captain, the players and whatever, he picked it up off the table. But at the end of the event, the 24-carat gold, bronze and stainless steel trophy actually toppled over him before two players then caught it. So he went to pick it up and then he dropped it everywhere. There's 24-carat gold steel trophy.
What a klutz.
You're absolutely embarrassed. You're going red in the face with that, hey?
Certainly are. Sometimes when you're entrusted with something very valuable.
Or an important job.
Yeah, or an important job.
Like
you just fumble it and you drop it and you break it. Or it can be just something valuable that you've got. Because I think, for some people anyway, it's happened to me, when you're holding something very valuable, you get extra nervous about it.
Yes, definitely.
And you're more likely to drop it.
Mm.
You're more likely to break it because you're worried so much about it and you're sort of trying to overtake your instincts, and that's when things go wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes you just drop something and in that moment when it falls, you go, oh no. You feel it going.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, probably over five years ago, I'd just gotten a new phone. And everyone knows the feeling of you're enjoying it without a cover on it or whatever. And you're thinking, God, so sleek. I was literally admiring it, thinking, wow, what a sleek, great bit of design.
Yeah.
Dropped it and cracked the screen. $500 for a new screen.
Yep.
It can be so expensive, and sometimes why do they make such valuable things so delicate?
I have no idea. It frustrates the heck out of me. I've done this with plates, fancy glassware,
It can be just something very meaningful as well, or you put a lot of time into.
Well, that too. I've dropped my phone. I've smashed that. I've dropped everything.
When I was a kid, my mum had this was having a dinner party, right? And she'd made this sort of, I think it was a ragu. So she spent hours and hours stewing the meat away, all of that sort of thing. She was carrying the big pot over from the stove to the bench and dropped it and went all over the kitchen floor. I felt so bad for her at the time.
Wouldn't
pretty
you just
funny
scoop
now
that up and still eat it? 5-second rule.
Oh, I think she considered it. I think, I don't know if 5-second rule applied. That was everywhere and the dog ran straight over and started eating it, of course.
No.
As dogs do.
Yeah, they're not missing that opportunity.
No, oh my God, look at all this free beef on the floor. I wasn't expecting this.
Oh,
what a treat. It's Christmas.
Exactly. So this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. What did you drop and break? It could be a priceless family heirloom.
Yeah.
Or it could be a bunch
knocked
of plates after dinner. Like, oh my God, I've gotten in trouble so many times for doing that. I've ruined quite a few sets.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the sort of stuff. All right, let's find out if we've got stories locally in Waratah West. Judy, what's your story?
Hi, my story, when I was about 8, my mother was making a birthday cake for the family for my younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
She put the jam on it, the cream, the top lid, then was icing it. I think she was putting the writing on the top.
Mm.
And I was next to her and pushed it into the chink of dishing up water.
Oh, it's soaked.
Were you just trying to move it, or you just popped into your head that was a good idea? What was the scenario?
I think I was just trying to get closer.
Oh, God. Oh. What was the reaction like?
A bit angry and upset, but I think Mum sort of got over it and didn't get too worried.
There's nothing you can do at that point, is there?
Well, you're lucky. My mother would have given me the silent treatment for 2 weeks.
Oh, geez, that's the worst treatment of all, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Silent treatment, mm-hmm. Nothing worse, is there?
Okay, to Aberglass and good morning, Beck. What did you drop and break?
Good morning. So I was working from home about 2 years ago. Was walking into my lounge room, looking at my phone, not paying attention to what I was doing. I tripped over one of my daughter's toys, dropped my phone, it bounced off the coffee table, into my laptop, smashed both of them.
I mean, yeah, all the couple of years later, you have to laugh, right?
Yeah, I can laugh about it now, but I felt so bad at the time.
You'd be devastated.
To get two in one, it's kind of extraordinary. It's like when you throw a flat rock across a pond. You get two jumps, you're really happy.
But the opposite here.
Yeah, the opposite.
Absolutely the opposite.
Oh, you poor thing.
I feel bad for you, Beck. You know what? As compensation, we're going to give you a couple of tickets to go and see MJ the Musical, all right?
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully she's got a phone.
By now she should. It was a few years ago, and she was calling us on something.
Yeah, true.
I don't think it was a rock.
Yeah, well...
They're really
Thanks,
hard.
Crevo.
They're hard to phone on. I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard.
Well, hey, that's us pretty much done for the show and for the long weekend and for the next 2 weeks.
Or roughly 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we're back on. I think May 5.
Yeah, something around then. Have a great break, Ari.
Yeah, you too. Have fun with your family.
Thank you, Joel and Nicole will be filling in. You know, keeping you company over the next couple of weeks. So don't despair.
No, you will have something coming for you.
That's right, and also, I wanted to remind everyone about Nonstop 90s this weekend.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's a great opportunity to dust off the old Discman, if you will, at least in your mind.
Yeah, those Walkman, yeah.
Exactly. And listen to 90s, all the boy bands, all the rock classics, all the, you know, dance floor fillers. It'll be really nostalgic and retro and a great time.
Good way to spend your long weekend.
Exactly. Just keep it on UFM, even if it's when you're driving around. You'll have a great time listening to that.
Oh, road trips are always better with a bit of music.
Aren't they what?
Sing along.
There you go. So, have a great long weekend, everyone.
Yes.
Stay safe. Remember, double demerits as well.
So just be careful.
Everyone's drive safe. That's the whole point of them. Mm-hmm. It's not to catch you out. And we'll catch you when we're back in a couple of weeks.
Oh, have a great couple of weeks, everyone.
Indeed. See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.